involved. Now, look, volunteering is a great way to help people and feel... We can feel good on the way too. It's a two-way thing. This week is Volunteers Week, which is thanking volunteers across the UK for giving their time to help others. AK from Beaumont Leeds is a volunteer for Vista, which is a sight loss charity. He originally joined Vista as a service user. He is a blind rapper, producer, songwriter who goes under the name Sightless Music. Here's a bit more of that track we were listening to earlier.
You can be a volunteer today. Just a little of your time, of your day. Really in the heart when you think about it. So why not be a volunteer? Yeah. People would be suffering. If it wasn't for the volunteers helping. It doesn't matter which life you come from. A helping hand one day you'll need one.
Well, AK is on the line now, along with Rehana Brightson, who is the Volunteer Development Manager at Vista. Morning to you both.
Morning.
AK, that's a really powerful piece of music. When did you write it?
So basically, when Vista told me about the Volunteer Week and I produced a different track for their fundraising campaign, they really loved my work. So I offered my services and said, yeah, I can do something with that, produce the music in a couple of days. I've got my own home studio, Wow. Produced the beat. I got a bit of the brief, and it's also from my personal experience of being blind and having help from others and how important it is. So the lyrics are quite personal, and it's also, it helps, and it's a strong message as well.
It is a strong message, isn't it? It's a strong message that says you can receive help as well as giving help.
I think anyone, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whatever it is, I think at some stage in life we'll all need a help from someone.
Rehana, look, it seems to me that we always know that the volunteering sector is massively important. But, I mean, honestly, the rise in the number of people, even if they're not formally volunteering, even if they're just doing, I say just, and I don't mean that in a belittling sense in any way, but if they're doing, I don't know, they're doing the shopping for their shielded neighbour, I mean, that's volunteering. And it's just, people have been doing it left, right and centre.
Absolutely. The support that people have provided has been phenomenal. The amount of people that have come through and said, yeah, I just want to help my neighbour, or I want to pick up some shopping for someone who's a bit vulnerable. The support that we've certainly seen within Vista has been amazing. So we're really, really lucky and fortunate to have so many wonderful people out there.
Yeah, and look, what have people been doing? Have they just been phoning up and saying, what can I do to help? Or have they been joining sort of formal volunteering? How has it been playing out?
All sorts of ways. Some people have come up and said, right, how can we help you to fundraise? And they've been going out and supporting us by sourcing all sorts of different types of products and equipment that we've needed over the last few months. Some people have come forward and said, right, I'd like to be, that bit of offering of helping someone over the phone, giving them a bit of a chit-chat over the phone, and just to see how they are, just to support them through this awful time of feeling quite isolated and lonely. So there's different ways, and it's sometimes it's just offering a bit of support and saying, well, yeah, I'm quite good at social media, I'm happy to share posts and information about what charities are doing right now. And even that's really helpful and supportive, just getting the message out there.
Okay, I said at the beginning of this that actually it's often a two-way thing, volunteering, isn't it? You do something that helps somebody else, they feel good, and you feel good helping.
Yeah. I recently signed up for the telephone volunteering. So I call people who are visually impaired and who are suffering with the isolation. And from my experience, obviously being blind as well, I can understand how it's difficult to get out and about relying on other people. So just having someone to chat to, just anything and about everything, really. And I think that makes a world of a difference.
You know, it's funny, Rehana, isn't it? The power of a natter.
Yes. It makes such a huge difference. Just to brighten your day up and just to have a chat about
stuff.
I don't know, cricket or Coronation Street.
Doesn't matter,
whatever.
Does it?
It doesn't matter what it's about. It's just sort of lightening someone's mood and just making them feel part of the human race again. Because you know, we do feel quite old, feel quite detached from what's happening out there in the world.
Listen, guys, thank you so much for coming on today. Thank you. Rehana, if somebody's thinking, well, I'd like to help out, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, there's many ways people can get involved. If you'd like to offer your skills and time, just get in touch with me. You can contact me on volunteering@vistablind.org.uk. Come and be a distant companion like AK is. Or you could just support us by making a donation online. You can do that on our website by clicking our donate button, or even on Facebook if you're on Facebook, or just simply giving us a call on 0116 249 8801. So lots of different ways you can get involved, and we'd love you to be part of our team and just join us. Yeah.
And AK, if people want to hear more of your music and so on, how do they get in touch with you?
I'm mainly on Instagram, and that's Sightless Music Official.
Thank you both coming on today. Thank you. Have a great
afternoon.
Thank
you very much.
Cheers, guys. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you.